Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge. With me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lucky Peris. And today being the 26th of April, 2026. First and foremost, let me congratulate Asanga Seniviratna, a friend of mine who is now the chairman of the National Olympic Committee. Both Lucky Peris and I had the opportunity of knowing him very well in our respective careers during our time at Sri Lanka Cricket. Welcome to www.goforgold.lk, and I wish all of you a very pleasant Sunday as I bring you news hot off the field, both in rugby and in cricket. Let's start off with what happened at Pallikkal Stadium yesterday, where defending champions Trinity College Kandy played against Lumbini in a one-sided game, unfortunately for the visitors, Lumbini. Well, they were thumped by 55 points to 12. Trinity scored 8 tries, 6 conversions, and 1 penalty. And the coach, Fazil Marja, used his entire bench strength, rested some of his star players, and gave his youngsters an opportunity to have a look at how first 15 rugby is played at competitive level. So very well played, Trinity. I mean, they looked very superior and looks a fantastic side. Now, Zahira also beat Kingswood up in Kandy at Bogambara by 20 points to 15. Well played, Zahira. It was a keenly contested game, but Zahira came out on top. The games coming up today, Isipathana will play against St. Anthony's College, Katukasthota at Havelock Park, and Royal College will play against Science College at the Royal College Complex. Moving on to cricket, Sri Lanka women beat Bangladesh women by 7 wickets, and they have sealed the 3-match one-day series, winning the series by 2-1. The main scores, Bangladesh batting first, 213 for 9. Sobana Mosteri made a superb 74. She looks a good batter in 80 deliveries. Niga Sultana, 40, and Samin Akhtar, 25. For Sri Lanka, Kavisha Dilhari, the off-spinner, 3 for 49. And Nimesha Madhushani, 2 for 40. Sri Lanka get there with ease in the 47th over, 214 for 3 wickets. Hasini Pereira, the opener, missed out by 5 runs in scoring a well-deserved century, out for 95. Imesha Dulhani, 56, and Hasita Samarawickrama, unbeaten on 44. For Bangladesh, Marufa Akhtar, 2 for 49. The next game in this series is the first T20 scheduled for the 28th of April 2026. Remember, live coverage is on Dialogue TV. India women came out on top in the fourth T20, beating South Africa by 14 runs. India batting first made 185 for 5. I'm talking about India women. Jemima Rodrigues, 43. Deepti Sharma, 36. And Richa Ghosh, 34. Eliza Mali for the Proteas took 2 for 28, and Kyla Ranak, good all-rounder, took 2 for 10. The Proteas sadly missed out by 14 runs, 171 for 9 wickets. Suna Lunus made 40, Jasmine Bridge 30, and Kyla Ranak, like I made mention, made 21. Deepti Sharma took 5 for 19. Anyway, South Africa lead the 5 T20 series by 4-1. Right now then, let's move on to IPL. Now, let me first and foremost tell you, it might sound insane, but Lakith and I always discuss this, the high-scoring games in the IPL. Let me give you the first result. Delhi Capitals versus Punjab Kings. Punjab Kings won this game by 8 wickets, after Delhi Capitals scored 264 for 2 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. KL Rahul, a brilliant 152 in 67 deliveries, 16 boundaries, 9 sixes, strike rate of 228. Nitesh Rana makes 91 in 44 deliveries, 11 boundaries, 4 sixes, strike rate of 200. So mind you, the target in a T20 game is 265. And many were wondering whether PBKS, table leaders, Punjab Kings will get there. But they got there with 7 balls to spare, mind you. 265 for 4. Prabhimaran Singh, 76. Priyanesh Arya, 43. Shreyas Iyer, the captain, what a brilliant cricketer he is. 71 not out. And Nehal Vadhara, 25. Brilliant win by PBKS by 6 wickets. Kuldeep Yadav took 2 for 46. Here is another high scoring affair, and this is Rajasthan Royals versus SRH, that is Sunrisers Hyderabad. SRH batting first, won this game by 5 wickets. SRH batted second, and they won this game by 5 wickets. Look at the scores here. Rajasthan Royals 228 for 6. Suryavanshi, the young sensation, 103 runs in 37 deliveries, 12 massive sixes, strike rate of 278. From a cricketing perspective, this looks insane. Tarun Juriel, 51, Devon Ferreira, 33. Ashan Marling, the Sri Lankan seamer, took 2 for 39. And Sunrisers Hyderabad chased the total in 18.5 overs as well. Very similar to how PBKS chased the total against Delhi Capitals. They got 229 for the loss of 5 wickets. Abhishek Sharma, 57. Ishan Kishan, 74. Hendrish Claassen, 29. And Nitesh Kumar Reddy, 36. Fantastic effort, isn't it? Geoffrey Archer, 2 for 34, and Vijesh Sharma, 2 for 44 as well. Right, the IPL games that are coming up today is Chennai Super Kings against Gujarat Titans, and LSG, that's Lucknow Super Giants against Calcutta Knight Riders. Let's wind it up today because we've got limitations as far as our time is concerned. We go to Surya Wever, New Zealand A versus Sri Lanka A. New Zealand A made 305 in their first essay, and Sri Lanka replied with 518. Kamil Mishra, 174. Sonal Dinusha, 60. Surya Bandara, 43. And Luindo Fernando, 55. Yesterday, Lahiru Udara for Sri Lanka made 61. Nishan Madushka, 57, day before. And very disappointing, New Zealand in their second essay are 45 for 4 wickets. They are trailing by 168 runs with 6 wickets in hand. Dale Phillips in the first innings took 3 for 44. Mitchell Rose and Tim Pringle took a couple of wickets each, but they were both very expensive. So New Zealand have a challenge today, 45 for 4 trading by 168 runs to be precise. Right, that's it from me and Lakhit Peeris. I'm going to spin you 2 records because today being a Sunday, look forward to your company tomorrow at the same time. Now, I've had a couple of requests. People want to know from Lakhit and me the schedule for the Sri Lanka Schools Rugby League for the forthcoming week. I'll have the schedule for you ready, that's for sure. But don't forget, today we have 2 games in the Rugby League. St. Anthony's College Kandy playing as visitors against Isipathana at Havelock Park, and Royal College will play against Science College in their own backyard at the Royal College Complex. Have a blessed Sunday. Listen to the music and have a blessed day.